Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard comes from Leonard Bernstein, the Kyrie from his Missa Brevis. This short mass, the whole piece lasts just over 10 minutes, is scored for choir with countertenor, which is a very, very high tenor, and some incidental percussion. It was the last choral work Bernstein completed. Here's a bit more of that Kyrie, which is the opening movement of the Missa Brevis. That was from Leonard Bernstein's Missa Brevis. The main work on this recording is Bernstein's Symphony No. 3, the Kaddish, conducted by Marilyn Alsop, for whom he was a musical mentor. She wrote an article for NPR about Bernstein and this symphony in particular, and it's worth finding on the net if you can. Both her writing and her conducting show a deep empathy with an understanding of Bernstein. This symphony was premiered in 1963, just weeks after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Bernstein was devastated by his death and dedicated his Kaddish symphony to his memory. Alsop writes that this symphony is a vehicle, the Kaddish prayer a vehicle, for Bernstein to explore his lifelong issues of personal faith. The elusive concept of peace and the conflict arising from our great human potential for and attraction to destruction. Think about that. The human potential for and attraction to destruction. In today's world, where often violence is celebrated and empathy belittled, both Leonard Bernstein's music and Marilyn Alsop's words have a terrifying poignancy. Here's the opening of the symphony. The narrator, accompanied by the barely audible hum of human voices.
Oh, my father, ancient, hallowed, lonely, disappointed father, rejected ruler of the universe, handsome, jealous, lord and lover, angry, wrinkled old majesty. I want to pray. I want to say Kaddish. My own Kaddish. Listen, Almighty, with all your might. There may just be no one to say it after me. Do I have your attention, majestic father? Is my end a minute away, an hour? Is there even time to ask the question?
It could be here. Although a Kaddish is a hymn of praise in a Jewish prayer service, the term Kaddish is often used to refer to a prayer of mourning. One interesting thing in Bernstein's Kaddish Symphony is his choice of narrator. As you probably noticed, the narrator is a woman. According to Marilyn Alsop, this choice immediately grabs our attention because the role of women is historically subservient. Not only is a woman narrating the Holy Prayer, she is humanizing God. She questions and challenges him, even ascribes human emotion to him, and offers to say the Kaddish for him. O my father, ancient, hallowed, lonely, disappointed father, betrayed, rejected ruler of the universe, I will say this final Kaddish for you. From the Symphony No. 3, here is the beginning of the first Kaddish.
Magnified. And sanctified. Be the great name. Amen.
In her NPR article, Maren Alsop wrote that the music of Bernstein is a clear and dramatic manifestation of Leonard Bernstein, the human being. Complex, gregarious, deeply reflective, conflicted, loving, kind, embracing, fun, and much more. For me, there is an extraordinary universality in his music, as there was in the man himself. Alsop goes on to write, the question of faith is woven through every Bernstein piece, even when there is no obvious religious component. For Bernstein, the crisis of the 20th century was a crisis of faith. What can we believe in when mankind has the desire and capability to destroy itself? He conveys this crisis musically by pitting atonality against tonality. For Bernstein, atonality captured the musical end of civilization.
Where is faith now? Yours or mine?
Music from Leonard Bernstein's Symphony No. 3, The Kaddish. Although the symphony is the main work on this recording, there are also two shorter works that are connected to each other. In the mid-1950s, Leonard Bernstein was working with writer Lillian Hellman on Candide. While they were busy on this project, Hellman asked him to write incidental music for her adaptation of a play about Joan of Arc that was called The Lark. Because of the medieval subject matter, Joan of Arc, Bernstein deliberately wrote music that has an ancient, almost medieval feel. Here's the opening of The Lark. The soprano soloist is Kelly Nassieff. One of the people that saw that initial run of The Lark was conductor Robert Shaw. He wrote Leonard Bernstein afterwards to say the choruses were absolutely captivating and exciting pieces. Bernstein must have remembered that comment because 33 years later, on the occasion of Robert Shaw's retirement from the position of music director of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Bernstein took the choruses from The Lark and turned them into a self-standing choral work, which was called Missa Brevis. As with the original, the music has a slightly medieval feel, reflecting the fact it began life accompanying a play about Joan of Arc. You have been listening to music by Leonard Bernstein from his Symphony No. 3, from Missa Brevis, and from The Lark. It's from a new recording conducted by Maren Alsop with a veritable cornucopia of musicians. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, members of the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, the Sao Paulo Symphony Choir, the Washington Chorus, the Maryland State Boy Choir, narrator Claire Bloom, soprano Kelly Nassieff, and countertenor Paolo Mestri. It's on Naxos catalog number 8.559742, available through all fine retailers. To end this podcast, I want to leave you with words by Maren Alsop, something she wrote about Leonard Bernstein and the times in which we now live. She writes, "I often wonder how Bernstein would have reacted to 9/11 and the ongoing violence and strife in this 21st century. He spent his life championing peace, compassion, mutual respect, and above all, humanity. I know it would have broken his heart, and I'm relieved that he didn't have to witness it. But then I think how much we need him and miss him, this musician who changed the world."